With the nation waging war on COVID-19, healthcare professionals from all over the country are doing what they can to pitch in. Tanya Gillen, a former Oahu resident, is one of them. She's a registered nurse working on the front lines at Henry Ford Hospital in Michigan. The state, at last check, reports over 31,000 coronavirus cases, the fourth highest in the country. The conversations Russell Subiono spoke with Gillen to get a sense of what working in the midst of the pandemic is like.
So they have developed a panel, so a blood work panel, specifically for the COVID virus. That's pretty good indication if somebody has it or not. I mean, but it's really easy to tell almost everybody that was admitted and they're coming on a stretcher from the emergency room. They don't have a mask on at first. I don't think anybody really understood how contagious it was. So, you know, we're dressed in these suits head to toe, and we're receiving the patient, and they have no idea. They're just sick. They think maybe they have the flu because nobody really knew. And then we're, you know, washing them down. We're doing all these things, blood work, and hooking them up to the monitor, and they're freezing. They have a fever of 103, 104. They're coughing. They can't breathe. Their regular oxygen saturation is above 92. They're in the 80s, so they're severely hypoxic. And these are people of all ages, right? We're not just talking, you know, the elderly. And some of them are getting delirious, so now they're not even able to follow commands or any instructions, and they're just wanting to leave, and they're not understanding what's going on. They don't know where they are. They don't even know who they are. It's really difficult to manage a lot of the patients as well just because of that. And then, you know, you're dressed up, so you can't just walk around in the hallway freely. It takes you a good 5 to 10 minutes to do everything properly. You gotta, you know, wash your hands with the alcohol, and then you put on a set of gloves, and then they want us to wash the gloves with the alcohol, put on the gown, and then again, you're gonna put on another set of gloves, and they want you to put the alcohol over those, and you're gonna put on your mask, and you're gonna wash your gloves again with the alcohol, and put on a shield and or goggles, whatever you have, and you're going to put on a hairnet. You're going to put on the footies, and you're going to make sure you have all of your supplies that you need, if it's medication or whatever, to go in that room. And then maybe you're going to spend 1 to 2 hours in there with that one patient and make sure you get everything done. That way you don't have to go back in there for some time unless it's absolutely necessary to limit your exposure. And you're going to do that times, if you have 3 patients or 4 patients, sometimes up to 6 patients, you have on a regular medical floor. Now, ICU, you're going to have a different picture. So you have vented patients, and they have every medication you can think of, a whole array of different things going on depending on their underlying medical condition and whatever they need for sedation. We have people on morphine and Dilaudid to keep their pain down, keep them sedated, and or we paralyze them with some kind of agent as well. We don't want them pulling out that tube. And then they have to have some kind of catheter so that their urine goes into a bag, not all over the bed. And then a lot of these patients are having such severe issues with their lungs that we're having to put in chest tubes because their lungs are collapsing, then they're bleeding. The virus is changing things in your system. So instead of your white blood cell count going up, it's going down, which is the opposite of normal infection. But we're not really giving antibiotics, we're giving steroids. And then some of the patients need sleds. It's like a dialysis machine. So they get put on that for 24 hours and because their kidneys are shutting down. So they go into complete kidney failure. The virus is creating this problem. And they don't have to have any history of kidney issues for that to happen. Some people are getting all of it, and some people are getting one and not the other. Maybe they don't really have respiratory issues, but their kidneys failed, so you don't really know. Or some people are having heart attacks, and then you're in this really hypercoagulable state, so you're throwing all these clots everywhere. It's creating chaos in your body all around.
That's a picture that I have not heard painted before. What's the approximate amount of doctors and nurses that are treating coronavirus patients there?
Work at Henry Ford downtown, so Henry Ford main campus in Detroit, and we've essentially turned the entire hospital into a corona treatment center. So everything is for corona. We only have a few departments that remained open minimally. I mean, on the most circumstantial basis that it is necessary. Like if you're having a baby, you still need to be able to go to the hospital if you're high risk. They're trying to encourage people not to come unless it's absolutely necessary. Obviously, the NICU for the premature babies and our transplant center. And we still need an area for the neurosurgery patients or stroke. Which, you know, it's very interesting when this all came about. Where did all the people go that used to come to the hospital? Because we were full on a regular basis. I mean, there was no lack of patients. And now it seemed they all disappeared, all the stroke patients and all these neuro patients that need surgery or, you know, immediately, they all kind of just disappeared. Or maybe they're affected by the corona. I don't really know. But our whole hospital is essentially for corona. And we have tents. We have a drive-through testing center. The emergency room has preliminary tents before you enter, and then they kind of make it, you know, you make your way through so that way you're not overexposing everybody. We all have a P100 mask to protect ourselves. The amount of doctors and nurses, like our staff is increased even in the critical areas because everybody's doing more overtime. So we're working on my unit. We used to work six people. We now have about 20 people to give you a number. Definitely increase the need for specialization in extra hands.
What's the general morale of the hospital, and what's kind of the general morale of the area?
Well, I mean, Detroit has its own culture, so I mean, people seem to be a little bit frustrated that they can't do what they want to do, and then other people are really scared. But the staff at the hospital, I mean, some people are a little bit frustrated with the supplies. Sometimes we're a little bit short, so we've been using garbage bags on occasion to protect ourselves. But overall, Henry Ford has been doing a really good job of providing supplies. They bought us these. They're like a helmet, essentially, and it has a face shield that goes down, almost like if you're going into a riot, looks like that. And then they bought us P100 masks. So those are the ones that you can have the removable filters, and you can reuse the mask. It's made of some kind of rubber material. So those are much better than the N95s that they're providing. They don't filter, N95s don't filter out everything, right? I mean, we're doing pretty good. Everybody's kind of pitching in and really giving it their all and making sure that the patients are getting, you know, getting the right care. We're all just a team.
That's good to hear. Is there anything Hawaii healthcare workers or listeners here in Hawaii should know?
Living in Hawaii and understanding the culture there, and I mean, it's a very transient place, especially on Oahu, right? There's lots of people coming and going, lots of visitors and military personnel, and it's a very social environment. You know, we're at the beach, we're hanging out outside, the park, whatever you're doing, you know, you're having a cookout. Just be mindful of your encounters with people, where you're going, you know, bring sanitizer if you have to go out, you know. You don't know where people have been and who they've come in contact to. I think that's kind of what this virus is showing us. Just be really mindful of all the sanitary stuff that you would normally do. Like if you went to the store and you wash your fruits and vegetables, you know, wipe down the containers with hot water. Like it's the heat that melts the virus. It's like a fat-soluble virus, so it will melt. That's why 65% alcohol or bleach, it'll dissolve it. And I think practicing the social distancing is definitely working. We should not ignore that. I think that Hawaii has a unique opportunity in that they are segregated from the rest of continental USA, and they should definitely use that to their advantage and protect themselves, because there are so many people that want to come there, and they probably will once it's reopened. So I think they should just be really mindful and careful.
That was former Oahu resident Tanya Gillen talking to the Conversations of Russell Subiono. Gillen is a registered nurse working directly with COVID-19 patients at Detroit's Henry Ford Hospital, located in Wayne County. It's the area in the state hardest hit, reporting nearly 14,000 cases and nearly 1,200 deaths due to the coronavirus.